Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I hope you feel the Holy Ghost. I hope you feel my heart. You might not like the word, but it's the truth and it's in love.
We gotta
measure ourselves up with the word. We gotta come up. Lord, examine my heart.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Teach it, apostle. Teach it.
Amen.
Yes.
My God. I'm telling you. Honor. Honor is the language of the kingdom. So if y'all ever hear somebody that say, I don't honor man, I only honor God, they in error. And you can rebuke them. And if it's somebody that got a good leader and you honor an itinerary preacher that come in your city and then gone the next few days, if they honor that man or woman of God more than they honor their own shepherd, then they got an order. I want you to remember these kingdom principles that I'm teaching you.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys so very much. God is saying get honor. He's saying step it up. If you're having an issue with that, ask God to come into your heart on today. Examine yourself. Lord, I'm dealing with a pride issue. I don't know. It's just something in me, and I don't know how to honor. Ask him to teach you. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He'll teach you how to honor.
Yeah.
Lord God, show me more of your scripture. Show me more of your word about honor. He'll begin to open up your eyes and show you. Lord God, I need help. I want to come up. Because the opposite of honor, the opposite of honor is pride. Lord, get this pride out of me. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to be like that. I want to be trapped in there. I don't want to be floating from church to church. I want to stay rooted. If you, woman of God, plant a plant in your house in a flower bowl, and then you pluck that plant up every 2 or 3 days, you know what happens to that plant? The plant will eventually die. The same thing with us. If we constantly bouncing from church to church to church to church, we can't grow, and we wonder why we got so many problems in our life. It's because we ain't stable. We will eventually wither away.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Ask God to help you in these areas. That's the solution. As we teach here in KCI, I always give a solution. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. Repent this day. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I'm not perfect. I've dishonored you by dishonoring my leaders. And I repent for that. And I want to be better. I want to do better. And God, who is just, he's graceful, he's merciful, he will forgive you, and he'll start showing you about honor and how to honor, and he'll teach you about it, but you gotta want it first. You have to want it.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Any drug addict will tell you once they got delivered from drugs, they said, I had to finally want it.
That's right.
I had to want to come off of it. My wife couldn't want it for me. My wife couldn't want it for me. My daddy couldn't want it for me. Nobody around me couldn't want it. I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, you know what? I want to stop using. I want to stop using drugs.
Yes.
Same thing with the body of Christ. You got to want to know how to honor. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord God. I decree and declare that miracles take place over the body of Christ. The people, Lord God, have major deliverance. I pray, Lord God, that it didn't go over their head and go in one ear without the other, but the hearts that were pricked, Lord, not unto condemnation, but pricked unto conviction for change, transformation. In the name of Yahshua the Messiah, Father, have your way in Jesus' wonder-working name. Glory to God, I decree and declare the supernatural over each and everybody's life on this line. Increases are coming. There's a woman online with a D name, God showed me that an increase is coming, even in your job. It's a lady that's going to be on your job that's going to bless you. Somebody online with a D name, get prepared for it. Glory to God. There's miracles taking place. There's deliverance taking place, even on this week. 5 people on this line. Major increases are coming to your life. Get prepared for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just preached the message of deliverance concerning honor, but now God is telling me to release miracles into your life. I released it. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be prepared for the supernatural.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Goodness, that was phenomenal.
Praise Him.
Did you all receive the word of God today? Did you receive it on today?
Yes, I received it.
Amen. Awesome word.
God for that. Awesome word. If you all are really excited about the word today, if you really were touched, delivered, if you really felt that this brought some type of self-assessment and you want to do better, sow into it. Put your faith on it. And when you have really repented and told God, I want to do better, I want to be better, put your faith into action by seeding into your vow, seeding into your new rule that you want to live by, which is that of the code of honor. And I want you to join me in honoring Him by sowing a seed into His life. And I will be sowing into this word on today. You have to have honor. And I'm not talking about the formality of honor. Where basically you have the lip service. You can talk a good game. I'm telling you, if I talk to some of these people and really believe them and what they said, I would be up a creek without a paddle. Because the things that they have the conviction to say will blow your mind. You think that you got a best friend for life. You think that they would jump in front of a bullet for you. But when the Lord said, judge them by the fruit, you have to learn how to judge with discernment and align it according to their fruit. And that's what we do with everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, a spiritual daughter, a spiritual son, a member of KCI, a business partner. It doesn't matter who you are. We will judge you by your fruit. We don't listen to your words. And you should be the same way. Some jive man want to come and court you. He's tall, broad shoulder. He knows all the nice things to say. Let me tell you something. You better not judge him according to what you feel is good, but judge him according to what is the good and perfect will of God. That's using discernment. Learn to judge by his fruit. Learn to ask God to tell you, because no man knows the heart save Jesus, but Jesus can show you a person's heart.
Yes.
He come around slick, all the right things to say. He know just how to touch you with the back of his hand against your cheek, and you just melting. Ooh, you just start getting moist. You just like, ooh, man, oh, my God, I got to marry him. You better learn how to ignore that, fall on your knees and start Jesus show me his heart. And then if you are really open to receive what God has to say, he'll show you the things, the fruit that are falling from his tree. Whether it is good fruit or bad fruit, God will show you. He'll show you if he slapped his ex-wife up and down the street. He'll show you that he just cursed out his mama. He'll show you that he got a temper and then he punched a hole in a wall and that your face is going to be the next punching bag that when you all marry. God will show you and save you sometimes. He'll show you that along with how he stroked the back of your cheek, he can talk to another person and stroke in the back of her cheek. He'll show you that he contracted HIV, and that's his sole purpose, is to contract as many other women with that same virus because he's upset that he got caught. There are men that are like that. I know of a situation personally. There was a man who contracted AIDS. It wasn't just HIV, it was AIDS. And he was angry because of the woman that gave him to him. So what he said, before I die, I'm going to give it to as many women as I can.
Wow.
He courted a woman. And they were going out and they were dating. And one time they went out of the country. You know, they went on some like little getaway. And he said, I got a gift for you. And he wrapped it up real nice in some wrapping paper. He said, promise me, as he kissed her on the lips. He said, promise me you won't open this gift until you get on the plane. And she said, okay. She giggled. She got on the plane. Once the plane started getting in the air, she said, let me open up the gift. She opened up the gift. It was a small little casket with a note inside announcing that he had given her AIDS.
Wow. My God.
Lifetimes just doesn't make this stuff up. This is happening in real life.
Yes.
This is happening in real life, and we're trying to teach you how to learn how to judge by the fruit of the Spirit, how to use discernment, how to have the spirit of honor so that it can save you from these grave mistakes. It can save your daughters from these grave mistakes. It can save your son from making these grave mistakes. And you can have the power of God on your side. You got to have honor. You got to learn how to listen to the leaders that God has placed you in your life. You are who God sent you here. I can honestly say that 100% of our membership, we did not go out and ask you all, come and join our ministry.
That's right.
You all come to us and said, I've listened, I've been watching, and I want to join. And most of you all have said, God sent me here. You throw God in. And we always kind of look back and say, we'll see if God really sent you, or we'll see how much you really honor what God has commissioned an assignment on your life. And sure enough, a lot of everybody who has said God has sent them here, there's a small percentage that actually stayed. So that showed me one or two things. Either they were lying, they were high on emotion, God really didn't send them, or they have 0% of honor. Because when things got hard and we started teaching accountability, we started teaching honor, we started teaching, you know, work out your own salvation, they got ghosts. So that let me know that you don't even honor the assignment or the commandment that God put in your life to fulfill, that you're a coward. The Bible says those that put their hand to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. So that lets me know that you don't even honor what God has told you. If God sent you to this ministry, apparently he wants to use you in his ministry. He wants to develop you in this ministry. He wants to train you in this ministry.
Yes,
so for you to just get ghost, that lets me know, either one, two things happen. Either God didn't send you, or you don't even care enough about God to stay obedient to what he sent you to.
Amen.
That's right.
That's why we have to look at your fruit. Because I'm telling you, we listen to everybody who said that they were going to stay. And how about that? Oh, we love you, Apostle. You don't never have to do nothing else. You don't have to lift a finger. I got your back. Don't nobody else better mess with my Apostle. I'm going to beat them up. I love you. And then we just listen to each and every one of them. We'll be, oh, my gosh, so messed up. We love to hear it. Thank God for it. Thank God that you do see it, you know, say it, those that are a part of the ministry. But this is just the truth of it. We watch your fruit. Not necessarily your words. We have one member that joined this ministry, and I kid you not even in a week or 2 weeks into the membership, I think Apostle Smith was ministering to them and said that, well, we're going to push you in your gift, and God is calling you to be more than just what you are, a lay member. God wants to push you into your gift and birth it out. Do you not know that that following week they reached out to us and let us know that they were about to leave the ministry?
Wow.
We were like, why? Where did this come from? Well, you know, I knew that was the enemy, but I was going to leave because I just didn't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, whoa, you know them by their fruits.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even call you out your name. We didn't call you a female dog. We didn't say nothing about your mama. We didn't say how fat she was. We didn't say nothing. We talked about pushing you into your God-given purpose, and that was enough to spook you to just leave the ministry without even having a common sense, a decency, or honor to even call us back and discuss your feelings, your waywardness. We'll respect you even more if you came to us and said, you know what, Apostle, I'm feeling some type of way. I feel like I'm freaking out, and then I want to leave, but I'm coming to you because I need to understand how to deal with my emotions. But when you have already made up your mind that you want to leave the ministry, how am I supposed to trust you from that point on? What respect should I have for you? What responsibility can I delegate to you? Because I don't know, I may walk in there and say, hey, y'all, it's a blue sky up there, and it's 72 degrees. You might get offended from that and want to leave. And if you hold a big responsibility, now you're leaving me lopsided, because once you leave, who's gonna fill your shoes?
That's the
type of stupidity that we deal with. This is the type of immaturity that we have to deal with. This is the type of waywardness and double-mindedness that we have to deal with. And this is a reoccurring thing, but you know what? If God calls you to this office, he gives you the patience. He gives you the strength and endurance to get through it. But maybe if you all, every now and then, if we expose a little bit of what we have to deal with, you'll have a greater appreciation of what we do. Because we are called to love. As your leader, the only thing that we are commanded to do is love. What is real perfect love? Real perfect love is loving it in God's way. That means we love you no matter what. but we can't trust the reciprocated love, because most of the time, because of your lack of maturity or because of your waywardness, it's tainted. So even though the love that we give out is not reciprocated, we still got to love you just as much. That's real love, and we mean it. As leaders, we're not commissioned to pay your rent. We're not commissioned to pay your car note. We do that just out of the goodness and kindness of our heart. If we have it, we'll share with you. But ultimately, we are commanded to love. How do we demonstrate our love? Through our teaching, teaching you non-erroneous doctrine, the unadulterated word of God. How do we prove that we love you? By making sure that we live a life of holiness and as an example before you. Making sure that you are equipped to fulfill your purpose, empowering you. Just like what Apostle Smith did today. That's a demonstration of love. He told you the brutally honest truth. That's real love. Love is not sugarcoating it. Love is not sweeping it under the rug. Love is not giving you something that's just tinkling in your ear, giving you something that sounds good, the latest cliches, having you repeat back after him. Tell your neighbor, tell him that this is over and the enemy don't have you anymore. And clap five and jump around, tap your right foot. He's not making you go through all of the gymnastic tutorials and techniques. He's giving you sound doctrinal word. That's love.
That's right.
And if you can't find it in your heart to honor God, that truly is a God thing. I was talking to the Holy Spirit the other day, and I was talking about honor because this was on my heart. And the Holy Spirit said, partly because they have not been anywhere. And what he meant by that in that response was that people who have not been exposed to leaders who have literally abused them. He said, so how can they honor a good thing that's before them? Have you ever met a woman that had a good man? I mean, he cleaned, he cooked, he massaged her feet. He was a great man of integrity, a man of God, and the woman dogged him out. You ever seen a situation similar to that?
Uh-huh.
And under your breath, you kind of talk about her. You said, this woman is so stupid. Does she know what she has? I would die to have something like that. He is a good man. Is he perfect? No, but he's a good man. She know where he is every night. He's faithful. I mean, and the guy is good looking. So he could clearly have his pick. But there's a stupid woman who don't value what she has. But if you look into her background, you may discover that she's never been exposed to a bad man. She's never been exposed to a man that had a flawed character, so what she does, she takes it for granted. She's never been hit upside her head by a man that despised her. She's never been cheated on. She's never had a man to reject her sexually, emotionally, intimately. So what she does is that now she disrespects the good thing because she's taking it for granted. So the Holy Spirit was showing to me, he said, some of the spiritual sons or some of the spiritual daughters that are dishonoring you or disrespecting you is because they have not truly been out in the world. See, they've not seen, because the Holy Spirit talks to me. I have a real relationship. He said, I've seen it all. I'm seeing it all right now. I see those pastors that manipulate the women of God in the ministry, get them to believe that he's really anointed them when really he's trying to finger them. I've seen the ministers, and I'm seeing it right now, who take the money and rob the people, knowing that they needed that for certain other endeavors, but he wants a new ring that he saw in a catalog, and he said, I could raise this $5,000 this Sunday and get my ring by Monday. They've not been exposed to some of the things that people have been exposed to. So when it comes to your presence and you are one of my true leaders who really are after my heart, it's easy for them to dishonor you because they don't even have a clue of how bad it is out there. And let me tell you something, people of God, we have members that have gone on, thought they could do better. They went, they're opportunists, took advantage of a person that had platform that promised them to travel and all this other stuff. But when it got behind scenes and they saw those individuals pulling out a Coke bag and sniffing Coke, when they got behind scenes and they realized that some of the fine ushers also double life, and they come in, start saying, hey, a prophet, you want to start now? And they see them now living a double life. They see them homemonging. They see them after materialistic gain. They come back and they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't have a clue. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? I'm telling you, we get apologies at least once a month. for some of the people who didn't heed and honor the word of God that was speaking through us. They went out and they made some grave mistakes, and some are still paying for it. But I always tell Apostle Smith, I said, people got to find their own path in life. Never fight it. For people that want to leave, I celebrate you. I say goodbye. I'd rather you leave now than leave later and you're doing more damage. We always want to say, find your path, find your tribe. Because you're not going to blame us for anything in your life. You're a grown woman, grown man. We can only show you by the way of love and by demonstration of the biblical scriptures what God is speaking or saying in this hour. But you make the final decision. That's what I love about God. He's a gentleman. You can't blame God for nothing. Those of you all that have read my book, I went through a lot. That was just only the testimony of my health. That's not even talking about some of my financial issues, my marital issues. That doesn't even touch on some of the other stuff I had to go through at the same time. But one thing I did, and one lady, she read my book, she said, one thing that astonishes me of Apostle April. I said, what was it? She said, in everything that I read in your book, you never once blamed God. You never once uttered, it's your fault, God. And she said, out of everything that you put in that book, that's why I respect you even more. Because through it all, you never said, God, it's your fault. And I never thought of it. It never even crossed my mind to blame God. I'm a person of honor. I believe in the word of God. God is a just God. He's a fair God. Why would I blame him for something that is fair? And if I got myself into situations, I'm so eager to say, Lord, I take accountability. Because it's your decision. If you leave this ministry, it's your decision. If you stay in this ministry, it's your decision. If you want to stay in this ministry and not do anything, that's your decision. But I guarantee there will be people who are joining this ministry, and they would definitely show you up because they're going to come in with so much enthusiasm, so much fire, and you're going to be like, whoa, that's the thing that I'm afraid of.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.